This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. As always, I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I'm glad you guys decided to join with me today in this podcast. And I hope you guys are just having a blast today. I really do. You know, if today is not going good, I hope this podcast helps you guys out to discover more of who you are and find yourself a little bit more. Find yourself a little bit more today. And so today I thought about talking about really communicating with God, finding God. Finding God and understanding in your communication level, discovering God, basically getting closer to God. What does that look like? And I'm going to give you guys a couple of points today that actually you've heard before, but then I'll give you a point you've probably never heard before, all right? And the first point I want to bring to you guys today is reading the scriptures. You know, reading the scriptures. One thing I love about reading the scriptures, reading the Bible, is this, is I don't read it in a way of do's and don'ts. Now, a lot of people do. A lot of people actually read the Bible in a way of, I need to know what God does not want me to do. What does God want me to do? You know, I don't read it that way. I never have all my life. I've never been that person that reads the scriptures and says, you know, God, what do you tell me not to do? You know, I like to read the scriptures and find the experience of people. The Bible is written by people. I mean, it was inspired by the Holy Spirit, but it was written by people, folks. And that's what the scripture says. And these are people wrote it according to their experiences of what it is that they felt like God was saying to them. You know, my thing that I love to read about is knowing the response level of how God responds to people, you know, as individuals. You know, how do we respond to God, you know, in situations? And even reading stories of people in the Bible where things were so prolonged. And I know if you're like me, sometimes in your life you're thinking, will this ever happen? When will this ever happen? You know, when will my prayer be answered? And yet some things you read in the scriptures where it just happened overnight. And I love to read about that because I hear within these people their personalities, their response and their reactions to God and how God responds to them. And situations, you know, is he mad at them, you know, if they hurry, is he mad at them if, you know, according to this or that, and why, you know, why does he do what he does, and why do we do what we do, you know, in his response to us? And so I like to read about those things. I love that because it doesn't tell me I need to be more like them. You know, people always say, I want to be more like David. I want to be more like Abraham. I want to be like Moses. I don't. I don't want to be like any of them. I want to be me. There's only one me in the universe. I want to be me. There's only one me that I need to find. And understanding Moses and Abraham will never cause me to find my own identity. People who like that kind of stuff, who always want to, you know, I want so-and-so's mantle that has been dead. I want to find so... you can have all that you want. The truth is, that's a great way to deceive yourself. Because the more you want of someone else's this and someone else's that, the more you lose yourself. And you are so precious and so valuable and so important. And those are why when you read the scriptures, you need to be able to include that to know, I want to find me and know how that connectedness happened between people or even the disconnect in their experiences and how and their response levels. Those are beautiful things to me. Beautiful things. So the first thing I would definitely say is get to know that. Read the scriptures from that point of view. And when you do, you have a food for thought, you know, of wow, that's pretty cool. So he responded by this, by doing this. This is awesome. And you begin to not take on their persona, but you understand a little bit more of God's beautiful personality towards people, towards creation. That's the great thing about the kingdom of God that I really, really love. And the second thing I love is, we'll get into the second point, which is prayer. Now, prayer is a little bit messed up with a lot of people. It really is. And I wrote a book on prayer, which is called instead of Pray Without Ceasing, it's Thoughts Without Ceasing. Because I wanted to introduce the truth in the sense of prayer is not just bowing your head, closing your eyes, and, oh Lord, God of heaven and earth, blah, 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 blah. That's wonderful and great if you pray that way. Great if you do. But prayer is a vibration, a frequency that you put off all day long. And that means that your energy and whatever you put out there, negative and positive, what you're pondering on, what you're thinking about, everything that comes out of you is offered up prayer, like an incense before God, because you're actually saying what you like and what you don't like and what your worries are, what your fears are. You know, you're also saying what your love is and your grace is and your compassion level. You're always exuding out one of these things all the time. These are prayers, God. These are prayers, folks, to God, always, positive and negative. And you want to be able to find your lifestyle in that place of divine prayer, where prayer is always what you are thinking and vibrating emotionally and spiritually. Those are great things. And then when you do have your private time of prayer, you know, when you actually get before God and you say, I want to take this moment to really seek God in prayer, and you bow your head and close your eyes, or whatever, however you do it, then you know what? That's a conscious way. That's a conscious way of you acknowledging that you're reverencing God by acknowledging this moment, where you take the time out in your natural to spend that time with Him, to where you're consciously thinking about what you're saying to God, of what you feel like maybe your need is, or you feel like what you really want to say to God, and here is a response back. This is a dynamic way of communication, folks, but I think people sometimes take it the wrong way. Sometimes people, once again, read the Bible, you know, to find out, what does God not want me to do? Well, I don't, you know, do you, when you get married to your wife or your husband, do you automatically say, hey, before we get married, or when we get married, I want you to tell me everything I need to do and everything I don't need to do? I would say, at divorce time, I'm out of here. That's not what I signed up for. Because you don't marry people based on that, do you? Then why do you look at God the same way? Quit looking at God in that way of do's and don'ts. Look at Him in that situation of, what is His personality? What does God love about us, besides a lot of things? What does God love about creation? What does God want from us? What does God? How does He want you as an individual? And I always put the word uniquely and fashionably, individual. These are powerful words, because most people in church, they lose that. They lose who they are every moment of every day. And you know, I want you to find yourself by understanding that prayer is all this. All this, what you're thinking, what you're focused on, what's coming exuberating out of you, you know, and then take that moment of silence, and then take that moment of 5 minutes to close your eyes and bow your head, do what you have to do, and then consciously offer up that prayer to God. This is what's on my heart today, because the truth is, you know what God's going to say to you? Yeah, I've heard your heart the entire day, and I actually heard what you're saying you really wanted. I actually heard all the fear you projecting out the entire day, and God will remind you of that. Because He wants you to understand how to think consciously throughout the day. Because you're building up communication with God, understanding that you and God are connected, and no one else can ever disconnect you, period. Now, the third way thing I really love, is I want to focus on for a couple minutes, is that way of something most people have never heard before. Because so many religious people, and I like to use the word religious, because they're just religious. A lot of religious people feel as if you hang out with just us four no more, hang out with just those that believe like you, hang out with just those that speak in tongues, hang out with just those who believe in the spirit-filled side of life, those who believe in prophecy, those are people you hang out with. But you're forgetting that every single joint supplies. That means the unique fashionable part of your joint is who you are, and you can't lose that. Because you know, when the scripture says things such as, if you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. If the scripture says things such as, you know, feed the poor, clothe those, you know, go visit those in prison, do these things. If the Bible continues to say, you know, God will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, and you read other scriptures and you realize that even Jesus said, you know, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You notice how all these verses are projecting the Spirit of Christ in someone else. You know, your worst enemy, there's Christ. You know, people that are outside of your genre, there's Christ. People outside of your denomination or non-denomination, which, no offense, folks, but non-denomination is still denominational. I'm sorry, but it is. You know, then when you project in your comfort zone, you're missing the Christ within that God wants to show you that He dwells in. And what that means for you is understanding that all things are made by Him and for Him. And without Him, there was not anything made that was made. Everything in this universe was created for God's pleasure, because He loves everything and He loves us as people so much. And so if you notice, God projected Himself outwardly into and through someone else, through your enemies, you know, through your neighbors. Not your spirit-filled neighbors, folks, no offense, but it's true. But through your black neighbors, through your white neighbors, through your Asian neighbors, through your Buddhist neighbors, through your gay neighbors, through your Hindu neighbors, through your Christian neighbors, through your Baptist neighbors, through your Catholic neighbors. Most people are like, oh my God. You know, and you think to yourself, well, yeah, guess what? Because he's letting you know that if you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. If you do it to someone else, you do it to him. If you feed the poor, whether they're Christian or not Christian, or hate God or love God, you're doing it to God. If you love your neighbor as you love yourself, God is letting you know there's self-value, there's self-worth right there. You can't love them if you don't love yourself as well. And what he's saying to you is, I'm in the neighbor too. I'm in the neighbor too. You know, and so you've got to begin to understand this is how God works in humanity. So seeking out people. So what does all this mean to you? Seeking out people, seeking out communication, of getting to know people outside of your comfort zone is where you will find God. Finding God out of the comfort, finding God in the uncomfortable of people that you feel I have nothing in common with, you'll find God. One thing the Scripture says, many things the Scripture says, is the Spirit of God, Spirit of man is the candlestick of the Lord. Think about that. The Spirit of man is a candlestick of the Lord. It doesn't say the Spirit of Christians is the candlestick of the Lord. It doesn't say charismatic Christians, you know, spirits are the spirit of, it doesn't. It says the Spirit of man. Man is plurality. It comes from mankind and Adam. That's what it means. So the Spirit of man is the candlestick of the Lord. That means everyone. Jesus said, I am the light that lighteth every man. Every means everybody. Doesn't mean you, us four no more, your little denomination. No, it means the Spirit of man. It means the candlestick. It means Jesus is the light that lighteth. There's a light inside of humanity. And when you want to get to be able to seek out the real, the raw Jesus, the real, the raw God, you'll begin to get out of your comfort zone and discover people, humanity. When you do, seeking out God, you'll begin to find God working in people, and you'll find the different angles of God, the real and the raw, that you won't find at the platform singing Just As I Am. But you'll find God in places where you least expect Him, because that's where God dwells. The Bible says that where much sin abounds, thus must much grace abound. So wherever the sin is even stronger, God's there. Because His grace is there. You can't separate God and His grace. You just can't. And so you understand God's presence is there. And what that means for you is God is just letting you know, I am in all things. You know, it's like a fish in the ocean looking for the ocean. You're already in God, folks. Settle that today and quit going back and forth thinking, am I out of God? Am I in God? No, you're always in God. You can't escape God, Jonah. It's humanly impossible to escape God or to not be found in God. That's right, I said it. Because all things are made by me and for me. Without Him was not anything made that was made, which means everything on this planet was made by God and for God, for God's glory, for God's pleasure, and how God created it. And that means that what you've got to do is you got to begin to seek out the power where you find God in the things of this world. That means finding God within humanity. And when you begin to discover people and say, I want to get to know you, and you begin to, and you allow God to give you the angle, the side of them, of Himself, that you've never seen before, then He'll do it. Because guess what? Everybody has an angle. Everybody has a side we can learn from. These are parts of God distributed throughout humanity. These are parts of God. And look at the fivefold ministry. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We notice that Jesus basically ripped Himself into five pieces and took that and those personas and those five images took on within the fivefold ministry on earth, you know, within the church. And so you understand even there that He loves distributing Himself. He loves, you know, giving Himself. Look at the parables. The parables were strong, folks. They were just, you know, the kingdom of God is like this, like this, like this, like this. Why didn't you say what the kingdom was? Why did you say it was like this, God? Because the likeness or the like this of the parables were ways of God saying, if you want to know more about this, of the image, of the likeness of what the kingdom is, then dive in to seek it and discover it and find it, because you're going to get it when you do. When you begin to really find yourself at a place where you are looking and you're looking and you're looking and you're looking for God in all places, you'll find God in all places. When you're looking for God in people and you're saying, I want to know how you view your life and how you view God, you'll find God in all places. You'll find Him there. And that's a key thing I want you to understand. The Bible says God will conceal a thing, and it shall be the honor of a king to figure it out and discover it. What that means basically is God will literally hide stuff from you in dark places. God will hide stuff from you in the midnight hour. God will hide stuff from you within people you won't have nothing to do with, because they're so different from you, and you're scared that they'll rub off on you. You know, so many Christians are namby-pamby because they're scared somebody's going to rub off on them. Oh, that demon's going to rub off on me. Oh, that badness is going to rub off on me. Their lifestyle will rub off on me. Come on, folks, really? Nowhere in the scriptures do you find that. Not one place in the entire scriptures do you find that kind of stuff. That is religious garbage. When you begin to understand that greater is He that is in you, if you believe the scriptures are real, then here's your scripture. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And from that one scripture alone, we'll tell you all these other things that we've been talking about. Oh, don't hang out with this person. Don't touch this person. You know, almost like they're unclean. Oh, I have nothing. Their darkness dwells within them. Well, you know what? That person was made by God and for God, according to scripture. And also, you begin to discover God in the midnight hour of the dark places within the treasure in their earthen vessel as well. So if you want the real God, the raw God, you find Him in places of obscurity. You find Him in places where it's uncomfortable for you. God loves for you to be uncomfortable. He does. And therefore, you begin to understand that when God conceals a thing, the Bible says it shall be the honor of a king to discover it or to figure it out themselves. And that means God loves and delights in you being uncomfortable, finding the real treasure, the real value in places that will make you uncomfortable, in people that you find yourself saying, I have nothing in common with these people. Well, Paul, the greatest apostle, even said, hey, be all things to all people that you might win some. In other words, be what you have to be to people. Get over it. Grow up. Put away your childishness. You know, quit acting like things are going to rub off on you. Grow up and put away childish things and start being what it is you need to be to that person. You know, he said, he basically was saying, I'll be a Jew if I have to be a Jew. Here's what I would say to each one of you. If you have to be a Catholic, you know, to win a Catholic, hey, do it. Because you're going to find the candlestick of the Lord in people. You're going to find the flame within people. And you want to see the different side of God in them that will probably awaken you and will totally set you free. That's a key thing. Don't always go acting like you know everything. You're trying to change them. Why don't you go with the attitude of humility and say, maybe I'm going to find God in obscurity through this person and discover something God wants me to hear. Because all things in creation will prophesy to you if you just have an ear to hear. Everything in the universe will prophesy to you if you just pay attention and listen closely, and then you begin to hear God and the voice of God saying, this is the way, walk in it. This is a side of me you never found before. Remember, Jesus was walking on the water, and the disciples perceived him to be a ghost. That's how God wants you to perceive him, to where you see a side of him you've never seen before, to discover more of an awakening of a little bit more of the fullness of who he is. That's God for you. Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and said, look, you three out of the other nine are the only ones that are ready to see this. And it's going to make you feel uncomfortable. It's going to make you feel a little different, but I'm going to unveil myself and fold myself to you and let you see behind my flesh. Why? Because you need to see that side of me. You need to see a part of me because I know you guys can handle it. And that's a key thing, folks. What can you handle today? I don't care how many scriptures you can quote and say, I'm strong, I'm tough, I know God. If you can't handle it in your uncomfortable places, you'll never find the God of the kingdom. You'll never find the fullness of God dwelling in all things. You'll find the God of religion, and you'll find the God of your denomination, and the God that you've crafted up to be the God that you want to be, that sets everyone in the universe straight according to your thinking, your theology, because you're the one that's straight in the mind. You're the one that's correct and proper. So you have to be careful, folks. God wants you to be uncomfortable. So that's another way you can find God. Seek God, and you'll discover Him. Hey, thank you so much, guys and gals, for tuning into our podcast today. It means a lot to me. And by the way, seriously, don't forget to check out our website, identitynetwork.net. We have a dynamic team here on our staff that would love to help you out with getting on our Hot Off the Press book club every month, which is signing up and getting one of my books I write every month, you know, with free shipping, autographed, sent straight to your door without you doing anything about it. You can sign up for our Hot Off the Press book club. I've got 14 courses, guys, that, you know, all of you would love, on subjects that people need and want to talk about. And I'm going to answer so many questions, dialogue with you in my course. I want you guys to, you can get certified through a lot of my courses. So check my courses out on Identity Network. And also, don't forget, we have thousands of ebooks and books from authors all over the world. We have articles on our website. We're one of the largest prophetic resource websites in the world. And the reason why is because people love the content we have. Because it's a vast variety of things. We have contracts with publishers where we get their ebooks and books on our website that some people don't even have. So check us out. support us today financially. We need your support to feed and to pay our paychecks here at the ministry. But we also want you to grow, more importantly. We want you to expand in consciousness. We want you to grow and evolve into more progressiveness of what Christianity is really all about, and find God in a bigger place than instead of your small space where you've crafted up your own God to believe what you want him to be and to believe. Find the God of the universe. Find who Jesus is in this vast power of expandedness that his word talks about. He is high and lifted up, and he's amazing. And I want you guys to discover this big God that I serve. And that's where you can get our resources and our courses and our books to find that. And I'll show you in scriptures where God is bigger than what you thought. So if we can help you out, guys, out today, call our office. Let my team, my staff help you guys out with a book or ebook or my programs or getting one of my schools and going through it to get certified. But anything we can do for you guys, we're here. Don't forget today, go and create something with God. Go and create something with God that is just uniquely fashioned for you and your amazing Heavenly Father, that you can say, we did this together, God, as I co-created with you today. God bless you.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.